Just after midnight on the 5th of December 2015, the phones and pagers of emergency response teams across the Scottish borders sprang into life. The message: Storm Desmond was about to make his presence felt in Hoyk.
Floodings hit Hoyk as Storm Desmond continues to batter Scotland. A phase evacuation's been taking place in the town this morning as water levels rise at the River Teviot.
Dozens of flood protection volunteers were on the ground through the night, dispersing sandbags to homes and businesses in an attempt to hold off the rising floodwaters. One of those was Councillor Stuart Marshall. He never would have predicted what was to happen next.
Little did I know what was in store for our town. My heart just sank, and the river levels rose as expected, and the next thing we knew, we were talking evacuations.
Around 600 people were taken from their homes in the middle of the night as the water levels continued to rise and the River Teviot burst its banks. It was some of the worst flooding to ever hit the borders town. In the weeks after, the scale of what happened began to sink in. People's homes were left unrecognisable. Businesses were left with thousands of pounds of worthless stock, and the repair bill topped £5 million.
Once the river levels peaked, we were then faced with surveying the damage. That was a real tearjerker. As the provost, you tend to think, because it's on your watch, you tend to give yourself a little bit of blame. And it was a really tough and testing time.
A year on, and there's still concern here that it could happen again. Defences have been improved, but Desmond's damage is still being repaired. And there's worry about what will happen if one of his relatives rears its head this winter. Marian Christie is vice chair of the volunteer flood protection team.
We've made a lot of friendships with the people who are vulnerable in the area, and we realise what it's like for them to see their homes perhaps flooded twice in a period of time. It's very hard. They're out of their homes for anything up to 6 months.
The local authority says in the 12 months since Storm Desmond, a flood scheme costing more than £30 million has been completed in neighbouring Selkirk, and an equally costly scheme will enter the construction phase in Hoyk in the new year. Here's Councillor Marshall.
They have done most of the repair work. We also have, as a council, made some good measures in Mansfield Road by raising kerb levels. The Duke Street area and the lower Mansfield worries me still, because we have real sewage problems. Our infrastructure there is not back to normal yet.
In the meantime, the town's volunteer flood protection team is on standby 24 hours a day, ready to do whatever is necessary to protect their town from the elements.